Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us Tuesday evening. We're at the end of July here, the 26th, 2022. So God bless you. Each of you, everyone who's joined us, who's dialed in, and you have your hand up for ministry, God bless you. We look forward to that and moving forward in our time with you and ministry time and prophetic grace within our network, right? So thank you for bringing your faith here and your listening ears and your kind hearts. And we thank you for those who are listening online as well. We thank you for joining us, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for joining us, and you're welcome to dial in anytime for ministry as well. Our guest dial-in number is 319-527-6027. You can also, most of you have the app, but just to remind people that PGN has an app in the App Store, which is very nice. Everything's right on there for listening online, when they do viewing, live video. I'm not sure how often they do that, but they might do that. And then also if you want to text the program, give it to the program, listen, dial in. It's all right there. It's very simple. So, and it's very nice and effective. So let's pray before we begin. I do have something that the Lord put on my heart a couple of days ago, and I want to kind of see how this is going to kind of go with the flow with it. And so definitely want to minister this evening and be able to finish at the appropriate time. So, Father, we thank you for this evening, God. We thank you, God, for all of your blessings, God. We thank you for the power of your word, God, the power of your logos word, Lord, the power of your cross and the power of your blood, God. We thank you, Lord. There's none other, God. No one stands beside you, God. There's none like you, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you do, God, have all rule and reign and dominion and power and glory and authority on heaven and on earth, God. We thank you, and we just esteem you, God, in your majesty and your excellence of power and authority, Father God. We thank you for that, God, that you are all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present. So we thank you for joining us here this evening, God. Thank you, Lord. May we have faith that pleases you in this house, in this place, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that the word of the Lord come forth, Lord. Let it be true, God. Let it be, Father God, that the listening ear holds fast to your word, Lord, and grasps, Lord, the knowledge of you, Lord, with spiritual wisdom and all understanding, and including myself, God. So I thank you, Lord, for just having a place in our heart that enlarges who you are, Father God. And we thank you as we walk out our salvation, Lord, that we grow in you, Father God, and that you demonstrate, Lord, that we have demonstrations of signs, wonders, and miracles, Father God, and all that you intended us to have, Lord, to continue and further your work, Father God. Let it be so, and let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you for PGN, and we just bless. We bless this network, Father God, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for this gathering place and house unto your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us. And this evening, so the Lord was putting on my heart a couple of days ago just to talk about adoption and our adoption in Christ. And this isn't something new, and we all know this, and this isn't something that we have to receive, if you will. Like, it's not like something we learn about it and then you receive it. What happens is there's that impartation of his word of truth and understanding. It's like your eyes and your heart are open to the understanding of it, and then you grasp it. And as we grow in the knowledge of the Lord, then when we communicate with him, when we fellowship with him, in our union with him, it actually grows and expands and enlarges, and we trust him more, we take him at his word more. It really, really is incredible. And so our first verse here that we're going to read is John 1:12. And I'm, for the sake of, that's a new King James Version is what I'm reading from this evening. It says, John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. So they're talking about at the time of our conversion, right? So the time where we received Jesus as our Lord, we realized our need, we repented of our sins, confessed our sins, repented of them, and then turned to Christ in faith. That's when we received him. That's what they're talking about. So at the time that we received him, to them, each of us, he gave the right, okay, and there's a little side note here that says, where it says right, it says the authority to become children of God. So it happened at your time of your conversion, whether you learned about it 3 years ago, 5 years ago, however many, 6 months ago, it literally happened at the time of your conversion. Okay, to those, he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. So they're talking about being born again in Christ is when we received him to become children of God. Ephesians 1:5 says, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, this is important because he's revealing something. All of Scripture really is God revealing himself to us. So we need to really catch it. We need to be looking for what God is saying. How is he demonstrating himself? How is he responding? How is he speaking to us? What does he want us to know? What is he trying to teach us? How is he trying to enlighten us and draw us near unto him, right? And establish, he's establishing our hearts in him. And as we trust in him, just like his word in Proverbs says, and acknowledging him in all of our ways, then he directs our steps. And this is very, very true. Even in the word, he directs our steps. So according to his good pleasure of his will, and in another version, it talks about his kind intentions. So his will is good. And it's according to his good pleasure, which means it's part of his nature. His nature is kindness, and his intention is for us always. That's the will of God for you and his good pleasure, okay? To the praise of the glory, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. It's already done. Okay, it's already done and already received. Let me find you guys. Okay, so now in our adoption, so it's at the time of our conversion. And the other verse you can read on your own is Galatians 4:4-5 if you'd like. Okay, I'm not going to read that here. Just another one to reiterate there. So the nature of adoption occurs, again, simultaneously at the time of conversion or our regeneration, and we have union with Christ. This is the nature of our adoption. This is when it occurs, okay? And then we are to live our lives and operate from that time onward as adopted, right, through our adoption. And it actually involves a change of both our status and our condition to be a child of God. And a child of God, God's child, is that you're favored by God. So it's different than just knowing who God is, right? And the conversion and then the favor, let me go here. The nature is we become God's children. And then we actually experience of being favored by God, okay? And then we can read that also in the spirit of sonship is in John 15:14-15. I'm not going to read all of this. And our adoption, the nature of adoption, is it restores us to the relationship with him for which we were originally intended. So we do know that salvation does that, right? The conversion, the regeneration, it restores and redeems what God intended for us all along. Well, so does our adoption. So we need to think about that too, because he wanted us to be his children and to bestow his favors, his kind intentions towards us. And these things are redeemed as well. Okay. So thank you. Okay. So right. So 1 John 3:1, it says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we would be called children of God. And that's what we are. That's what it says. So, okay, so the unbeliever cannot experience that, but you, my friends, can. So here are the benefits of adoption, and they're very similar as well. So you know some of this, but it's forgiveness. So God is merciful and tenderhearted and kind towards us, and he's not to be feared in the sense of, but trusted. So, and our adoption means there's continued forgiveness, and also Paul urges us to forgive others, to be kind and compassionate one to another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you, Ephesians 4:32. Our adoption involves reconciliation, so we have been reconciled to him. Restoring our fellowship, Romans 5:8-10. So we're reconciled one to another. There is a liberty for the children of God. So we're no longer slaves or in bondage or compulsion or, you know, out of fear of consequences, right? He went ahead and took the liability and, you know, he justified us. And the punishment, the liability and the punishment of our sins, right? So we're free from that. And we're able to, even as the word says, call him Abba, Father. So the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, which I love that verse because there's always, you know, the Lord says it's a testimony out of the testimony of two or three witnesses. And even the Spirit of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they testify to each other who they are. And then the Spirit of God testifies to your spirit within you that you're a child of God. That is incredible. That is Romans 8:14-16. So, and similarly expressed in Galatians 3:10-11. So we're not obligated to the law in quite a way as slaves or servants, right? So we have a liberty, and then he also expresses, you know, if you love me, you keep my commandments, right? So out of love, it's a humble love, and believing him and trusting him, that we follow him. And that is what's done as a father, as you would a father, knowing that your father cares for you and his intentions are kind for you, that he's given so much for you. I mean, you see how he demonstrates his love for you and goes to great lengths, and he's everything that he's done and given up and served and worked for and freely gives you, certainly, you would do your part when your part is called upon, right? I mean, and I hope I do my part too, right? Because sometimes the Lord asks us to do things that are bigger than we would expect of ourselves or that we would intend for ourselves or call upon ourselves, and we truly need to trust in him and his spirit, that his spirit is calling us into these places to speak and act and will and purpose on his behalf. And truly in that, a lot of times when people lead out in those areas, they're actually truly following the Spirit. They're following the Word of God, the Logos, the Rhema, the Spirit of God, what was spoken, and they're just stepping into it. And then God does this incredible, incredible thing. You know, one time this was reminded, the Lord gave me a word for a leader in a church one time, and I asked her after service, I said, hey, can I share this word with you? And so she called over another person just for accountability, and she's totally fine with. And I said, hey, I see you carrying, like, there's this huge sack, like this huge white sack of, like, it's huge. It's a big bag, like a big sack. And like this, in the sac, there's a ton of things in there where like the sac is bulging and it's almost like, almost looking a little bit cartoonish, if you will, where it's permeable, like you could see the items moving. They're living and breathing items within this bag, right? Like waiting to be utilized and what pops out next, right? So the top of the bag, you could barely collect it together to grab a hold of everything. Like it looked like almost the sac would break, you know, or break open or bulge open. And then the person, I've seen the person say, if this is what the Lord intended me to carry, intended me to have, and intended me to carry, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to carry it. And that's what I've seen, like her attitude and her fortitude and her confidence in Christ. Like, if this is mine, this is what he intended for me to, you know, for me to carry and to accomplish. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, I don't know how to think about it. I'm just going to say yes in obedience, pick it up, carry it. And, you know, I'm going to learn along the way and accomplish it as I go. And I think that is, you know, viable word for all of us, really. I mean, I can definitely overthink things. So sometimes, you know, the Lord gets you in a place where you maybe don't see some things the way you thought you did going into it. And then all of a sudden it's bigger than you realize. And he's definitely had that happen to me before as well, where I'll say yes to something. And then I realize later on, oh gosh, it's so much bigger. Like, had I known that, I probably maybe would have not said yes to it out of either overthinking it or fear or something, you know? So anyway, okay. So back to the word here. And so then there's this fatherly care. So this is really important, especially when we commune with the Lord over his fatherly care and just knowing this. So when we go into speaking to him and knowing his goodwill for us. Okay, so in his fatherly care, you know, we are heirs, we're children and heirs of Christ, right? And his provisions of wisdom and kindness are ours as well. And we can pray without limitation when we're heirs with him. Okay, so we lack nothing. We lack nothing in his love for us. And it involves his goodwill. But also, I'm sorry, also within his fatherly care is his discipline. And he also prunes us at times as well. So there are those two things. But that is definitely something that a father would do, knowing we can produce more than what we're allowing ourselves to in and of ourselves, and he equips us to do so. So really that is his good nature as well. So his goodwill is his love. His love and goodwill, which is very much that we need in our own humanity. I mean, we need to nurture our spirit, but even our souls need and desire goodwill and love, and God provides it for us. So we are his, again, through his adoption, extends that to us and all of his benefits and his measureless love can bestow. So, so when we come to him in prayer, again, fellowship and in union, we can come knowing that he did this for us, that he's adopted us by his nature, and there are benefits to that. So thank you so much for listening. And well, let me just get everything organized here with the callers. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We, again, dedicate this time to you. Father God, we thank you for your spirit, again, that rules and reigns, God. And just pray, Lord, that you would be glorified, that you would be exalted in this place, Father. So we thank you for meeting us, God, as a good father does, Lord. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Okay, we have caller 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I'll key a little bit there. Well, good evening. How are you?
Yes, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Great. Excuse me. I think I have a little post-COVID something, or I don't want to declare that, but. Oh. Okay, so let's pray. Let me get some water. Okay. Thank you, Father God, for Julia May, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just come to your altar, God. We stand at your altar, Father God, open-handed and open-hearted, Father, and even open-minded, God, that you would deposit and impart your flow and your rhythm from heaven, Father God. Lord, that as she takes steps, God, in your direction, God, and draws nearer to you, Father God, that the rhythm of heaven, Father God, is ordained on earth for her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We thank you for it, God, for her intuitiveness with the rhythm of heaven, Father God, and knowing your heart, God, and being intuitive to your steps, to your direction, to your heart, God. Even when your heart grieves and carries, God, the things that she prays and carries, and the in intercession, Father God, or a rhythm, really, Lord, of your heart and your intentions as well, God. So we thank you, Lord, just for her connection and union and oneness with you, Father. Not only as, you know, because the word says we're already seated in heavenly places. So even while we're yet here, you know, our spirits can just rise up at any given moment and be seated in heavenly places. I mean, you could be, you know, standing in line somewhere, do you know what I mean? Waiting for a phone call on hold, you know, whatever it might be. We can transfer ourselves into heavenly realms in any given moment. So I'm just seeing the ability for you to do that. And the sense of, like, you might be burdened or thought of to pray for this, but it's actually things that are more so even on God's heart, that he is placing, you know, upon your heart and upon your hands and upon your mind. And it's not just that he's giving you the unction or the burden to do it. It really is even a connection with, like, the union with him, like, for he is, and certainly I don't understand all of the mind of Christ, but or pretend to, but there's something more like within who he is, not just what he wants to accomplish, but there is a part of that, because I think prayer brings things and releases things on earth that the Lord desires, and certainly timely measures, timely fashions, and earthly measures, you know, but there's something to it where he's like, it's on his heart, it's on his mind, and then he bestows that upon you the same way. So I don't know all of the, modes or the things behind that. Lord, but we trust his nature and trust his ways. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, as she walks this out, God, and just the rhythms, you know, because sometimes, too, you can, you know, it's it's funny how, like, John and I throughout our day, like, sometimes we might say something to each other where it's like, I just had said that to somebody else or had spoke it to the Lord, like a certain phrasing or a certain word, and then he says it, but it's not something common that we use all the time, but it's like the exact same day, and so it's like I know that we're somehow in sync in the spirit, you know, and that's what I mean by in rhythm, you know, but heaven definitely has a rhythm and a melody, because there's so much going on spiritually that is happening in an accelerated fashion, I believe, as I see it, in heaven than it is on earth. So we kind of are just like picking up on it and doing our part and our thing, you know. But it's so much more accelerated quickly in heaven, you know. So, so Father, we thank you, Lord, just for the rhythms, Lord, and thank you, God, for the rhythms and the ways in which you speak to Julia May, Father, and just bestowing upon her, Father, God, again, upon her hands, Lord, her heart and her mind as she's before you, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, in those steps, Father. Yeah, so it's almost like, I don't know if you call it simultaneously, but, you know, just seeing you before the Lord at the altar and bestowing those things upon you, and then you take a step, but then you're actually, when you take the step, you're actually on earth. You know, so that's why there's that already seated in heavenly places, things where like you're just picking up on it in the spirit, but then you've taken a step on earth, you know, and so that's really cool. That's really fascinating to me, actually. So, Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for the rhythms of heaven, God, that she, I guess that you pick up on that rhythm. And that melody kind of, you know, and then your step, you're in step with the rhythm of it, Father. So we thank you for it, God. Lord, let your good intentions, God, and your good will, Father God, good pleasure of your will be fulfilled in Julia May's life, God. And I really would pray that over everyone, that God's intentions, his kind intentions, as in Ephesians 1, and his, how was that worded, and his good pleasure of his will be bestowed upon each and every person as they walk out their days with the Lord, just knowing that his nature, knowing his nature and the assurance of it, and even his desire for you to fulfill that, like he's fulfilled the best part, and we just follow through, you know. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for it, Father God. Let goodness and mercy follow each person all of their days, God. Goodness and mercy, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what do you got going on over there in Alabama?
Trying to stay cool. I was outside today and the sun was so hot it was burning my toes. I said, jeez. I said my cousin stayed out too long. Said she went home, she was head hurting, her stomach was upset and throwing up. I said, yeah, it was hot out there.
Oh my goodness, it was yes, incredibly. Yes, it's getting almost unbearable, to be honest. Yeah, all over. That's just really something.
Jump had an appointment. Yeah, I got to, she had to go to the doctor for a follow-up, but we got to do a mammogram of her stomach. For some reason, you know, it's bloated. So he's trying to find out why it's bloated, and she has a little fluid retention. So I got to give her to take her to the you know, the doctor for that. He said, you know, I said, yeah, so her little stomach just sticking out. I don't know, like air. And then she got in the car and got the burping, like some of the air was coming out. I said, oh, God, poor little thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're still trying to figure out what that is before they resolve it?
Yeah, but like I said, because the stomach just as big, you know, bloated, like, I don't know what it was, just. And one time it was a little hard, but she had a lot of fluid retention. But she Sunday, you know, she did wet quite a bit, so it went down so I could feel it felt a little bit softer. When it didn't feel tight, but I told him she had let out a lot of fluid, and so he got another fluid pill he wanted to take and try to pull that, you know. But she don't, but her weight is good because she only weighed like 122, so the weight is good. But he said she had just a little, you know, tension on her leg. Yeah.
Okay, so she goes back next week for that?
Yeah, she go, like the second we get, Tuesday we got the heart doctor. Wednesday she going to go do the x-ray, but I'm going to try to call tomorrow and see can they change that x-ray to Tuesday. So, you know, we'll just be there one day. If not, I have to go to Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's pray about your little precious one there. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Jennifer. We just lift her up to you, Father, and we thank you, God, that you've adopted her, God, that she's yours, God. We ask for your tender mercies and kindness, kind intentions, God, and your goodwill to fatherly care for her, God. And we know that you have, Lord, and you've demonstrated it in so many ways, Lord, but we call upon you, God, in your heart of compassion over Jennifer, Father God. And we ask for healing, God. We ask for you to relieve this thing within her stomach, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to do a work within her body, God, and the counts, Lord, with her heart, Lord, protect it, God, the rhythm and the count and everything that's happening, God. And we thank you, Lord, for wisdom for the doctors, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for protection, God, just powerfully shielding and protecting Jennifer and Julia May, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for favor and the grace of God to even be on the appointment, God, that it would be help that to be just in one day, Father, and that you would just grace them, Lord, with your healing and your mercy and your goodness, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
And, yeah, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep you updated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Well, thank you so much. God bless you, Julia May.
No. Okay, God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Hey. Hey, hold on, everyone. 1 second. Okay, I need to put you on mute for a second. Hold on 1 second. Thank you. Thank you for waiting. Okay, our next caller is 402-214. Good evening. Is this Sharon?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Oh, you're getting a little bit better there. Every week
yeah.
It's a little bit more, a little bit more. Oh, my gosh, you're pointing.
You know.
It's been like 3 weeks, or has it been longer than 3 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah, wow. My gosh.
I never heard of this, you know.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's better than it was.
Yeah. Now, is it a virus? Did you go to the doctor?
I can't get in. I
oh,
went to a
oh
different
gosh.
Doctor, but my yeah, I got to find another one.
Okay. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I asked her if she could call me in something, but no. So,
yeah,
I've been eating honey.
Okay.
That's helped. That's what's helped. I don't know
good.
What's wrong with it. It's like
yeah.
I feel like it was injured.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder.
You know, because maybe.
Yeah. Now, is it better during a certain time during the day or no? It just always is the same.
Yeah.
It's always the same.
And it hurts when I tried to talk a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was a different doctor. But, when you try to talk, then it gets worse. Yeah.
Oh, well, we won't make you talk anymore then. Yeah, it sounds like it would be painful. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that with us so we know how to pray for you. The listeners know how
yeah.
to pray and intercede for you as well. Okay, let's pray for you now. Thank you, Sharon. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon, Father. We lift her up to you, God, and just come to your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, just even for like a no-nonsense way, Father God, in Jesus' name, like no-nonsense. That's what I'm kind of saying and hearing. No-nonsense. So I thank you, Father God, for not even tolerating those things, Father God, that maybe come around her or try to surround her, Father God. of nonsense, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just blocking that, ridding that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that it would not be a hindrance to her, like nonsense wouldn't be a hindrance to her in any way. Father God, we thank you for knocking it out, knocking out the nonsense, okay? Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for just surrounding her, God. Thank you, Lord, for surrounding her and protecting her, Lord. Lord, with your kind intentions, Lord, with your loving kindness. We thank you, Father God, for your love and your security, Lord. Your goodwill, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for her throat, Father God. We pray for healing to come to her vocal cords, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for easing the pain, Lord, easing the discomfort in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for that balm. We thank you for the honey that she's using, Father God. And we thank you, God, just that you send your healing word and your healing balm to her throat, Father God, and to her voice, Lord, and her voice box, Father God. So we pray for even her vocal cords. We pray restoration in the name of Jesus to her vocal cords, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your healing touch and your healing ways. Lord, we pray for wisdom, Lord, and with doctors, Father God, and direction in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. But I do see you, like, the Lord surrounding you with different measures of, so it's almost like I'm seeing it in a, okay. So there are different layers of measures that are you are being surrounded with, kind of like it's, oh, it's so always so hard to explain this stuff. But it's almost like, because I'm seeing it almost like at a sci-fi thing, so they're like rings, different rings, if you will, that are surrounding you, but they're different layers, and each one represents something else. But I know it has to do with the nature of God and the goodness of God and how he protects his children and covers us, you know. So I'm seeing that, like, there are different layers, and but, like, different rings kind of, like, around you, because it's kind of like a sci-fi thing, and but they're active. They're very active, and they have, you know, the nature of God, and the character of God is bestowed in them as well. So we thank you, Lord, just for your activity, Lord, over Sharon's life, God, around her life and surrounding her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. You know, there's one verse that I really like in John 8:12, but and it talks about, you know, that the Lord is the light of the world, and those who follow him will not walk in darkness, but will have, and this is the part that I really like about it, is that they will have the light of life. And so something in these rings is like the light of life. And him being, there's even a mystery as far as I'm understanding concerned, and him being the light of the world and us even carrying his light, there's a type of mystery. And, like, I don't want to sound new age and say energy part to it, but there is a realm, which I think is that carries his character and his nature is what has the energy in it and the life that's in it as well, but the light of life. So within these rings, there's like this light of life, and the light of life brings a lot of things, in my opinion, you know, like, because sometimes I will pray that over people who do need a healing, that the light of life be upon them and be with them. Because Jesus spoke, you know, when into the world, as you know, when the world in Genesis, when the world was without form or void in darkness, he spoke his word and he spoke light and life into the, you know, so there is a fullness in that. There's a mystery in that. And, but there's such the power of God in it as well, you know. And so I just speak the light of life to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Thank you. Debbie, you started, it's like you were picking up my throat because I've never heard you have to clear your throat so much talking to anybody.
Oh, wow.
You know, you, a lot of people who, you know, do healing, they pick it up inside themselves a lot of times. Does that happen to you? That you feel
it? Yeah, you know what? Sometimes it does. You're exactly right. And I wasn't really picking up on that.
Yeah. I haven't heard you ever clear your throat like that. Except when you were talking to me. So, yeah, I do.
I do sometimes hear for some reason. I don't know. Like, it does happen, but I think it did happen a lot there because I it was feeling tight. Starts to feel tight sometimes. Yeah.
You know, and I'm speaking better, even right now. To you.
Yeah.
I mean, last week I could only whisper.
Yes. Yes,
no real sound. But thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. And if you could just pray that protection for my family as well. But I like that. No nonsense. I'm tired of the nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, I've been asking, told me, I was born to love and serve the Lord. You know, I was complaining and crying and whining about everything. This is years ago. And I'd say, well, why was I even born if this is going to be the kind of life or whatever? Some nonsense, okay? And all of a sudden, I get this message. You were born to love and serve the Lord. Just like that. And it was very firm, you know? Not sweet. You know, I don't know who it was from. It wasn't God, of course, because he wouldn't have said it that way. So I'm assuming it must have been an angel is what I thought, you know, in my head. But they're kind of a scary angel. Because I was like, oh, my God. As soon as I heard that, I shut up, you know, stop complaining. oh, my God. It shocked me and scared me a little bit, you know. But I've been thinking, well, how do you serve the Lord? You know, how am I supposed to do that? I sound like a monster. There must be a monster in my throat.
Well, listen, just like, you know what I would do, and I don't think anything, you know, and I know I say this here about when the disciples ask the Lord, teach us to pray. You can ask the Lord, teach me to serve you. How should I serve you while I'm here?
Right.
You know, anytime you leave the house, how can I serve you? How can I be serving you? You know, there was a woman in our church once. They were doers, okay? This is like, it has changed over the years for myself, you know, but you know how we have different love languages and some people are doers, you know, like they express their love by doing. Well, that was probably last on my list, but it was definitely number one on my husband's list and like in his family line, you're doers, you know. Well, there was this woman that I went to church with and they were very much servers and doers. And I was talking to her one day, you know, I mean, and very pleasant, never like even if they had to go above and beyond, she's out just very pleasant all the time, you know. And she was talking to me about how the Lord was talking to her about serving the Lord in that way. It was actually a form of worship. And it really changed my perspective, you know. She had no idea. She had no idea how she was imparting to me You know, but I was really taking it in, but it really broadened my perspective and my understanding to the doing part of it, you know, and to really just showing up and being hands and feet and how it is a form of worship unto the Lord, however you're serving him in that way, you know, and especially like if his word says specifically to do something like that, like to feed or clothe or give water, you know, when you're showing up to do that, that's definitely a service and a, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But ask him, but I would ask him, especially if he said, you are to serve me, ask, how can I serve you, Lord? Show me how to serve, you know? And because I think the Lord, and even if we've been Christians for 50 plus years, you know, to be teachable is very viable to the Lord. Like he can use someone who's teachable, you know, because then you're permeable. You're not just stuck in your ways and it's not just one way, you know. You are able to move and flow and change, you know, as needed, you know.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. And that's what I was asking him before I talked to you. I was hoping he would tell me, you know, through you. And
well, that's wonderful. Well, praise God. So, yeah, that's interesting. Well, I'll keep praying for you guys. And everyone know, too, sometimes when I, like during the week, the Lord might bring to my remembrance Blog Talk and certain things, and I'll just pray for the ones that he's bringing to my remembrance. And then when I'm done, I'll just pray for everyone. Lord, everyone that joined, you know, whether they dialed in or not, you know, I just lift them up to you and continue to pray, you know. So,
I've been trying to be, you know, to pray more like today, you know, like if I want a glass of or a bottle of cold water, you know, I'm trying to hydrate. And I'll look at the water and I don't know if this is right or not, but it's almost like I've forgotten how to pray. But what I say is, Lord, give somebody somehow some water who needs it. Somebody who needs water right now, please send someone to give them water. You know, and I just keep trying to do that. I don't know if that is right or not, but.
Yeah, but I mean, what I hear you saying, is like, Lord, I'm grateful for this, what I have before me. Now multiply it, you know, and someone else who has that need. Yeah, and definitely. I mean, my mother-in-law served a lot out of Matthew 25, I would say that, where you clothe and feed and definitely all of those.
I used to try to do that, but I just don't have it now, you know.
That was definitely her range of
my mom too.
Deeds. Very clear in that, because even after she passed and I wrote, I think I shared it here, a letter to heaven. That was one thing that I said was, and I used that. I'm pretty sure it's Matthew 25 at the end of it where it says, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done unto me. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I was also, I miss my mom and I haven't, the only signs I've gotten or connection, I believe they were fake. It wasn't really, you know, my mom. It wasn't from God. And I was asking about, you know, a message. I want to connect with my mom. You know, I don't understand. She was had so many gifts when she was down here, you know, from God.
Mm-hmm.
Anything she wanted, she got, okay? Seriously, she had the gift of knowledge. She could give them healing. Just anything. If she needed the rain to stop, he would stop the rain. Anything. So I'm confused. Well, she was such a pure soul, you know? She said... Mm-hmm. Blessed are the children, you know. She's very innocent in that way. Her faith was very strong. But I don't understand why, if she had all these gifts when she was here, why can't she talk to me, you know, even more when she's with God?
Yeah, well, we're not supposed to talk to the dead. I mean, there's scriptures on that, and it's, yeah, so we're not supposed to talk to, yeah.
Well, only through the Holy Spirit. I mean, through God. But I mean, you know, angels, it's all over the Bible. Angels come down and speak to you. You know, say Raphael,
yeah.
Tobit, you know, so there is communication, but only through the Holy Spirit. That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you're looking for understanding into her ways and into, you know, yeah.
I know she's all right. She's not mad at me. Because what I was shown was hatred, and that was not—it was not from God, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, you know, I recognized that right away. Somebody,
yeah, that's good.
Somebody whispered nonsense.
Yeah.
You know.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for joining us. And your voice does sound like it's getting a little better, but I don't want you to overdo it.
I'm sure it's not very pleasant to listen to, and I'm sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
I appreciate your prayers, honey. God bless you.
And we appreciate you, Colin. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Next caller. 828-989. Good evening. Is this Jennifer?
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderfully blessed.
That's nice. Okay, so now you're in North Carolina, right? Am I getting that right?
Yes, me.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say. So that's good. Let's see where we are here. Okay, let's pray for you. So, Father, we thank you. For Jennifer, Lord, we just come to your altar, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. You know, the word says the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. And so we thank you, God, for the testimony of Jesus that is a spirit of prophecy. Father, we thank you, God, that you are living. God, we thank you how your spirit encompasses your word and your presence, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord, how the Spirit can permeate a testimony of Jesus in a room, Father God, filling hearts, filling eyes, filling ears, God, filling understanding, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. Let the testimony of Jesus come forth, Father God, from Jennifer's life, Father God, in Jesus' name, in every measure, Father God, let the testimony of Jesus come forth in her hands, God, in her eyes, in her speech, Father God, in her thoughts, God. Let her just permeate the testimony of Jesus, Father, in her life, God. We thank you for it. Lord, we thank you, God, just moving majestically in her life, God. We thank you for moving prophetically in her life, God, as this testimony is going forth, God. Yeah, I'm just seeing like an activity of prophecy happening as mm-hmm. you testify to Jesus. And I'm sure there's more than one way than but it is an important way to testify to Jesus, to talk about how our lives have been, how we came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Because there's always a place where we humbled ourselves and we needed to see our own need. You know, we needed to lay down our own pride, our own helplessness, you know, whatever it is. And people identify with that, like, oh, hey, like, no, I kind of do it my way or whatever, you know. Like, there's always a testimony in there because we're humbled and he's exalted, rightfully so, you know. And so, but I'm also seeing there is must be different measures to testify to Jesus, where the spirit of prophecy is moving, and it really is the spirit and the wind of the spirit. That is moving as this, the testimony of Jesus is coming forth, a spirit of prophecy, and the wind of the spirit is, you know, participating, is active, and definitely speaking. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the fullness of your will, Lord. And I know I prayed at Ephesians 1, God, just the good nature, God, and the good pleasure of your will over her life, God. And we thank you, Lord, as Jesus is exalted, we thank you for the spirit of prophecy, God, and coming forth, Lord. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Right.
Yeah, so it's very active. I'm just seeing that it's active. Active, and so I don't know if that means it's active, like even current, like I would my nature, my human nature would venture to guess that would be true. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, in Jesus' name. And let me just stay in this for a second because this is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Let me just look in this thing, like this book here. Okay, so yeah, I was seeing like a green grass, but there's something about, so the spirit of prophecy, as I'm seeing it, let me just describe it. It is active, and it is like, it is active. It is kind of like hovering in the spirit, so it's kind of like at between like your torso and your head, like kind of that area, right? So it's not really above anything. It's not beneath on the ground or anything. It's just like hovering, like an active type of thing. And then underneath I seen like grass, green grass. And it's okay. And so that says here, when I look it up, it says happiness, prosperity, joy, new growth and increase, distinction, safety, provision. So those are some things there. So I think when this, those might be a result of the testimony of Jesus coming forth and the spirit of prophecy being activated, as that is a result, you know, the results of it are will be coming up, you know, and evidence. So we thank you for that, God. We just come into agreement with your word for her, Father, and we just bless her, Lord, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. No. No. Not for, I'm going to have to study that scripture. I think, is it in Revelation?
Let me look it up real quick. Let's see. Yeah, Yeah, I guess Revelation 19:10. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Okay, I'm going to have to study that. I feel like it, you know, you said something about wind, and I feel like that's confirmation yesterday. I just felt his presence, and it was just really still, and these two trees just started, you know, the breeze and the wind started blowing through them, and it was like my spirit, everything just got really still, and I listened, and I heard him say to allow his presence to just flow uninhibited through me. And so I don't know. I just know that the Holy Spirit's active. Like you said, I feel like he's active. I'm not familiar with, you know, haven't studied that scripture, so.
Yeah, and so I do feel like there is a connection with you to a spirit of prophecy active in your life, you know, and maybe that is definitely all a part of it, you know. Yeah, because it's definitely, anchored in Jesus. But the word does talk about, I don't remember where it is, but and what verse in the gospel, what it talks about, the spirit is like the wind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's very, very cool.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a good word.
I think sometimes I say doubt, but I don't really, like, I know that I know I'm hearing from him, but it's like stepping out with that. It's difficult sometimes.
Yes, it is. And I will say, usually before I start Blog Talk or, you know, like a work or whatever, I usually ask my husband to pray for me before I start, and generally he's here. If he's not, like, I'll call him, or before he leaves the house, I'll say, oh, wait, I'm working, like, pray for me for, you know. And, but I was sharing with him, that sometimes I feel like, and I know what it is the enemy, tries to distract us in certain ways that will just completely wear us out in areas where we don't need to be, like, to grow weary in. It's just a method of him to just wear us out and distract us. But where I feel like, I don't know, this week, God's not going to come through this week. Do you know what I mean? But it's really, it's really not that God's not going to come through, but because what I'm really looking at, if I still myself, is I'm looking at myself thinking, I don't think I can come through this week, you know? And that's, in some measures, that's exactly right, because I didn't come through the week before either. It was the Lord, you know? And so I realized that the enemy is wanting me to focus on the wrong thing and distract me with the wrong thing, but to try to wear me out or to make me feel anxious, you know, when I don't need to, when all along it's, so I just kind of sometimes have to express myself knowing, hey, Lord, it's not, I know it's not me. I don't know why I'm allowing even the enemy to distract me with me. You know, I'm completely dependent on you on my best day and on my worst day. It doesn't matter, because it's not my strength that I'm relying on, you know. So help me to walk in the Spirit and to be dependent on the Spirit, you know, and to have the heart of Christ and the mind of Christ as I minister to your people, you know, because I'm accountable to him, you know. So I just need to actually just pray and align my spirit and my soul correctly before I even log on. Do you know what I'm saying? Because the enemy wants to distract me and cause me to go in a whirlwind and, you know, down a dark, slippery slide, you know? But it might be something there that the enemy, as I say that to say, I said it quite vulnerably, but which is fine, I don't really care. But to maybe evaluate, is the enemy really saying something to you personally, like making it personal about you? Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you, because like even when we have the, we have in the Old Testament, like the patriarchs, when they prayed, a lot of times when they were asking God to come through for something, they would start with, like, they might be in a distress or, like, a cry or problem or troubled with something, you know, and they start with that. And then what they do is they remember, if you read any of the patriarchs' prayers, they remember how God came through for them before in the past and how God did what he did, and they recall that and even like proclaim it again. And then they have a shift in knowing, okay, now I know my place. God did what he did. It's like this, it's almost like this shift in this prayer takes place, and then it's aligned, and then they make their petition or their humble plea before him, knowing you know, knowing his promises, knowing that he's going to come through. And so sometimes we just have to do that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. He's done so much in my life that it's hard not to, you know, think about that. And I mean, do that every day. He's grown my faith in that way, in such a way that it's, I cannot not remember.
Yeah. That's good. And I know that you do, like, and I know even the listeners, like when they hear you, they know that the Spirit is moving in your life and he's active in your life, you know? And so to hear you say, how did you say it? There was a certain phrase that you used.
Are you talking about the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, well, there was a certain phrase you said, like, you said, I know God speaks to me, but sometimes I don't know something or something like that in that sense.
It's like, I know he speaks to me, but sometimes, you know, I think it's just from, you know, my past, my history, my trauma is I've been deceived by a lot of people and the enemy in the past. And so I think that trauma, you know, it's like, it's that the enemy tries to put that fear in me that, oh, you're being deceived again. It's really not God. And that's otherwise, but I know in my heart I'm hearing from the Lord, because he habitually confirms it over and over and over again. And he's been helping me in that way, you know, healing that trauma. And I don't trust in myself, but it's coming to that place where, you know, you can trust, you know, the Spirit within, you know, what you're hearing.
Yeah. Okay, let me pray over that, okay? So, Father, thank you, God, we thank you for Jennifer, Lord. We thank you how you're unpacking these things, Lord, and bringing forth healing, Lord, Lord, with the balm of your word and the balm of your Spirit and your truth, Father God, and even prophecy coming forth, Father God, to heal these areas, God. We thank you, Lord, that her past will become her past, God, that this will even become a testimony of Jesus. God, we thank you that this will become a testimony of Jesus, that this will rise up, that you will overturn the deception. Father, you will overturn the doubt, Father God, for a testimony of Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for leading her in your word, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for giving her the assurance of your word, Lord, and that when she hears from you, God, that she solidifies that. And even, I don't know if you even need to write it down, like as a declaration or a proclamation, this is what the Lord spoke, you know, and getting it in paper.
Mm-hmm.
Or in writing, or however you say that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we pray, God, that this will not be a snare of the enemy to be used against her. In Jesus' name, Father God, we just break that off. We break off his voice in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that Satan is a defeated foe, that you have empowered Jennifer with your spirit, Father God, that you guide her in your word, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We just come into agreement as a body of believers, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for your fatherly care, God, that you would do away with this deception, this deceiving snare in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just rebuke the enemy, God. And we just, like, I just want to, like, pick up my boot and just, like, kick them in the mouth, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, for just doing away with that, God, and hindering it, God, just relocating it out of her life, Father God. And we thank you for continuing to mend and completely to heal, God, because you do that. God, you do a complete work, Lord. Your word declares that we are complete in you, God. So we thank you, God, and we thank you for the promise of being complete in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, amen. Praise God. Yeah, amen. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that
thank
came out
you.
That way. So you're welcome. God bless you. Bye.
God bless you.
Thanks. Okay. 954-580. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. Jamaica. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you. Yeah. Thank you, Father God, for Carolyn. Yeah. Thank you, Father, for Carolyn. Father, we just lift her up, Lord, to your altar, God. We thank you for your grace and your grace of life unto her, Father God. We thank you, Lord. I just really see you being, like, plugged into God and plugged into the grace of God. And it is a light, like being plugged in. I'm seeing, like, literally, like, it's plugged in and all these lights are around you, you know, like a string of light, not necessarily Christmas lights, but they are similar to that, where you are just plugged into Christ and all these lights are around you. So we thank you, Father God, for even your word that says you are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father God. We thank you for that, God. We just thank you, Lord, how she's plugged into you, Father God, that even her light leads the way for others, God, in Jesus' name, in her steps and her path, Father God. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let others be drawn to it as well, God. We thank you for that, God, just for clearing that path for others to see the light as well, God, and to follow that path of light in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay, that's what I'm seeing. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. So is there anything we can agree with in prayer for you?
Yes, thank you. May you kindly pray for a friend of mine who is going through a rough time now. She's looking forward to obtaining a job, but that has been challenging. And she's going through depression. So may you just kind of pray that God will just lift the spirit of depression from her and grant her hope, praying for her strength and faith in God not to subside.
Okay, and what is your friend's first name?
Tashima.
Tashima?
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you for Tashima. Father God, we lift her up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for bringing forth your healing word, Lord. Your word says that you sent your word to heal us, God. So we thank you, Lord, for even Isaiah 53, Isaiah 54, Father God, that you bore our griefs and our sorrows, Lord, and we made every exchange on the cross for us, God. We pray, Lord, that you carry her griefs, God, that you carry them away, Father God, that she places them upon you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you undergird her with strength for her days, Lord. We thank you for your presence to be with her, to be known by her, God. We ask for ministering angels, Lord, to minister your presence to her, Father, to uplift her, Lord, that she would know the prayers of the saints are surrounding her, Father God, and uplifting her, Father God. We ask, Lord, for even a spirit of comfort to come to her and to strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for being her comforter and comforting her, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. Comfort her in ways of her remembrance, God, in ways of dreams, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just easing and lifting this depression off of Tashima, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that she belongs to you, Lord, and that you've sealed her and marked her, God, with your grace, God. And we thank you, Lord, just for fortitude of faith in her life, God. So we thank you in the name of Jesus, and we break off even a spirit of not just depression, but oppression, sort of oppressing the work of the Holy Spirit, Father God, Lord, that you would lift that off of her, God, that you would battle on her behalf as well, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for your songs of deliverance over her, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. It was very sweet of her to pray for her friend. Okay, or to ask for prayer for her friend. So 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jayla.
Ava?
Jayla.
Oh, Jayla, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, it's a new color. I haven't heard that. Okay, well, thank you. Okay, Jayla, thank you for calling, joining us this evening. Okay, and I have two more callers, so I do need to, where am I? Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Jayla, Father God. We just lift her up to you, Lord, and lift her up to your altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, just for, we thank you for your songs, Lord, and your harmony, God. We thank you for your songs and your harmony, God. Place even a new song in Jayla's heart, Father God, to delight in you, God, in Jesus' name. And sometimes the Lord used to speak to me with songs, like I would wake up in the morning and I would have a song on my heart or my mind and I would be singing it. And then I realized I needed to look up what that song was, like look up the lyrics to it, because literally the Lord was speaking to me in the form of a song. And so so sometimes the Lord does that, like he puts a song in our heart, like we're singing this melody. We think, oh, I like that song, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's actually him depositing it back in our hearts, speaking through us. You know, so I'm seeing, you know, like a harmony and asking for a new song as well. So something happening there with like even lyrics. So we thank you, Father God, for that speaking to her in such a way that is delightful, God, that brings joy to her heart. God, it eases her life, Lord, and it just brings her into your presence, Lord. And we thank you for a heart of worship, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for even just growing her hunger and her thirst for you, God. So we thank you, Lord, in your word it says, those who hunger and thirst shall be filled. So we thank you, Lord, that you would take her to a new places of new depths of hunger and thirsting for you, God, and that you would fill her, God, and that even sometimes, Lord, we, you know, don't know how to put certain things into words, but we can have this hunger kind of like in the natural, like I'm hungry for something. I don't know what I want. I don't know what's going to satisfy. No, not this. No, not that. No, I don't know. You know, okay, well, then you don't end up eating at all, you know, because it's like that none of it seems right. So it can be like that in the spirit as well, where it's just like, I want, there's something more, but I don't know how to put it into words, you know what I mean? It's like a different depth, you know, it's this yearning and longing and wooing and pursuing of him. And this is how he's leading us, where we become aware, not only in our own spirits being drawn, but like our own soul is following the spirit, you know, and so, which is very cool. So we thank you, God, for doing your work and having your way. And Jayla as well, God. And I just can't seem to get over Ephesians 1:5 today, Lord, and just pray it again, Lord, that your good pleasure of your will, God, to be in Jayla's life, God, which is your kind intentions. So we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, God, for just so much goodness that you have for your people and care. And love, God, and we thank you for demonstrating that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, Jesus.
Yeah.
I do have one prayer request, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
It's dealing with my grandmother. Recently, it's like since I've moved up north, she's been very unhappy with my decision and making it, you know, very known to me.
Mm-hmm.
But as of late, she's been basically lying on me and telling people that I stole money from her and all these, like, just making up different slanderous things about me. She's accused me of multiple, like, weird things that I won't even say on air because it's just outright crazy. And I, you know, like in trying to talk to her, I don't know what to do. Like in therapy, like I've gone to try to see like what boundaries I can implement. I thought, you know, the move would cause, you know, some type of understanding to strike within her or something like that. But I don't, it's gotten to the point where I don't necessarily know what else to do about it for her to like, you know, truly understand what God is doing with me right now, and it's taking a toll on me emotionally in a lot of different ways, and I'm getting tired of it now. Like at first it was, you know, just sad and things like that, and then, you know, emotional about everything, but now it's getting outrageous, you know. So I just want prayer for, because I don't understand completely why she's doing the things that she's doing.
And so how do you know she's saying things about you? So other family members are telling you or friends?
Yes. My brother, he has been distant from me, and, like, he finally told me why, and it was because she told him a lie. And yesterday I received a phone call from my best friend's mom letting me know that she told her something that was not the truth. So it's been other people calling me, letting me know, like, you know, what she's saying. Sometimes she'll text me or call me with different things, like just nonsense. And it's just like, but as of late, like what just transpired, my best friend's mom called me just to let me know, like, what my grandmother was saying, because she couldn't believe it, because it didn't seem like my character, you know. But
yeah,
I just can't believe that my own grandmother would go to the extent, you know. It's really sad, but it's just like I don't understand it. And I know I'm going to just make myself even more frustrated, upset, and sad trying to, you know, get human understanding for myself and trying to, you know, realize what's going on. So the best thing that I can do is just try to give it over to God.
Yeah, so then and then did you work it out with your brother where he understood where you were coming from and that your grandmother was off?
I told him, and I don't know if he necessarily like 100% believes me, because the thing with my grandmother is she's very,
should I put this?
Convincing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So,
okay,
like,
how old is your grandmother?
78.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Let's, and then can I have her first name or?
Mm-hmm, it's Barbara.
Barbara, okay. Let's just pray for her, and it's good to know that you do have people have your back, you know, your best friend's mom, you know. It sounds like she has your back and knew that that didn't sound right and reached out to you, which is probably the right thing, even though it's disheartening to hear that your grandma mm-hmm. is. But my first unction when you were talking is that, you know, she's sad that you're not there for her, you know, which is
mm-hmm.
in some ways understandable, but at the same time, she has to let you go, you know? And
mm-hmm.
And I don't know if now she's hurt and then making up these lies so that it seems less hurtful for her that you left. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's
mm-hmm.
some type of distortion for her. Hey, well, okay, Jayla did wrong. She did wrong this way, and this way. And so now it's less hurtful for you to think that you just left her because maybe you don't love her, even though that wouldn't be true either. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But let
mm-hmm.
me just pray, because I know it's harder when people are older to navigate things, you know. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can bring all prayers and supplications unto you, God, and our humble pleas, Lord. So we lift up Barbara to you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would bring all things into the light, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you would bring conviction where conviction is due in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even Jayla, Father God, even the word that came forth, that, Lord, you know, as you sing and place, you know, delight in our heart, God, that in some ways, Lord, you are fighting our battles for us when we worship you, Father. So we thank you for fighting this battle on her behalf, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, that you would clear her name as well, Lord, that you would defend her with your love, Lord, and guide her in your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that you would help her as she communicates with her grandmother, that she loves her, God, and where the truth is, God, without being, because your word says to go to great lengths to be peacemakers, God, and to live at peace, God, and that it's love that covers a multitude of sins, God, and to overlook an offense, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that as Jayla navigates through this, Father, that you would give her the right words, Lord, that are loving and forgiving, Lord, unto her grandmother, God. But we do pray that conviction would come where conviction is due unto Barbara, God, and that you would deal with her in the areas that need to be dealt with, God, and that you would bring all things into the light. And we ask for a restoration in our relationship as well, Father. And we trust you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. You take care.
May God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Okay. So 910. 709, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Oh, Sylvia, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good to hear you. My goodness, it's been a while, but it's really nice to hear your voice. I'm so glad you joined us.
Yeah. Yes, I've been down for a little while, basically half of the year. I just got back up in April.
Oh, so what happened?
I was having this trouble with my my back, pretty much my spine. So I was down since since December the 19th, and so I was in, and I just went back pretty much probably like the first or second weekend in May, really.
Oh wow,
so I
had no idea.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, trying to step back out again.
Okay, well, wow. And so did you say you ended up moving too, or?
Oh, no, I didn't. I wish.
I
didn't move. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was wondering about you. I thought, yeah, I had been thinking about you here and there. So I'm glad that you touched base with us. So thank you. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
And others can pray for you as well, your continued recovery. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God, and we just lift her up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God, for strengthening her, God. Lord, we ask that you strengthen her spine, strengthen her back, God. We thank you, Lord, for just putting all that together, God, and the muscles, God, and the vertebrae, Father God, and the tendons, Father God. We ask for a strengthening on that, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for restored health and restored healing in Jesus' name. But thank you, God, just for holding that together and putting it back together and restoring and strengthening it. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, so Lord, we come before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, just for the friendships of people that you've had that have prayed for you. You know, where the man, they lowered him from the ceiling for healing. And so I just see people that have prayed for you and have interceded for you, have been very beneficial for you, God. So we thank you, Lord, just for friendships for Sylvia, Father God, for upholding her in prayer and lifting her in prayer, God, and just even, you know, making a way for her to come before you, Father God, and to be in her rightful place. And to offer, God, those humble pleas, God, of restoration and healing and renewal unto her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, God, that she could walk, Lord, pick up her bed and walk, pick up her mat and walk, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance for her, God. We thank you, Lord, for watching her every step. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for new life. So I'm seeing a few butterflies, like as you're taking steps, I'm seeing butterflies. Let me look that up. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for your work, Lord. Jesus' name. Let me see. But as I'm looking that up, I did see when I started to pray for you, I actually like literally seeing your back, and that's why I was praying for that. So,
okay.
Yeah, I was literally seeing your back, and that's why I just started praying for that. I want to just make sure I say that. So, okay. Oh, butterfly. Oh, it does say change, transformation into freedom. Oh, delicate, beautiful, glory, potential, grace, colorful beauty. Yeah. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the transformation of freedom. God, we're just going to believe your word for that, the transformation, a freedom, God, that follows every step that she takes, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the beauty of nature and how it speaks, God. While it looks silent to some, God, it echoes of your heart to others, God. So we thank you for that, God, how you speak and how you use your nature. In nature, Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for even strengthening her steps. I might have already said that, but strengthening her steps, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So praise God. Oh, wow. Thank you again for calling. Is there anything more that we can pray with you? And I hope the saints, as I'm sure they will, are faithful to pray for your continued healing as well and to stand in the gap for you.
Okay. The Lord has led me to go to divinity school. I haven't been to school in years, so so if you can just keep me in prayer. And I start on August the 29th. I've already started because I'm doing an orientation class. And he led me to go to school because, you know, I wouldn't go after all these years if he hadn't told me to. So I'm just praying for clarity of mind and, you know, and like you say, strengthening pretty much so that I can be able to, do what he's called me to do.
Yeah, so maybe that's where the transformation and change is coming into freedom.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Okay, yeah, that's wonderful, though. That's a beautiful thing. So, Father, we thank you. Lord, for Sylvia, God, we thank you for the mind of Christ, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity and the ability to learn, God, and that you would bless her learning, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you would bless her study, God, as she takes it in, God, and then as she retrieves it, Father God, that you would be with her, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would give, as she prays through it, Lord, and studies, God, and retrieves what is necessary, Lord, that you would give her the peace as well, God, and instructing her and leading her along the way, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just a favorable and grace-filled outcome for her, Father God. And we thank you how you're going to use her in her studies, Father God, for your greater glory. And we're excited to hear about that as well. So we do pray your success, Father, and that she prospers in all that she puts her hands to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's wonderful to hear. Oh, praise God. I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah, so continue to pray for me.
Okay, yes, we will. That's wonderful, really. That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, caller 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Oh, Stephanie. Yes, of course. Sorry, I guess I'm off sync with my numbers tonight. So, Father, we thank you for Stephanie, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to your altar, God. We bless your name over her name, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that she even bears your name, God, with your covenant, Lord, that we're called to bear your name. God, that you place your name upon us, Father, that we are in Christ, Lord. So we thank you, God, for how Stephanie bears your name, God, and bears your covenant, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the glory of the Lord to be upon her, Father, as she walks that out. And I don't think that you're married, but it is somewhat like a marriage thing where you bear the other person's name, and then in some ways you represent them, and you so that union, that you have that union with Christ and bearing his name, that you represent him in all that you do. And so we thank you, Father God, that she would bear your name well, Lord, and give you honor, Lord, and glory and majesty in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus, Lord. And then I'm seeing a big thing be, it's open to be filled. It's just a big container thing. I don't know what that is. It's a big container thing, but it's open. It's ready to be filled. So we thank you, Father God, for pouring into her, God, for filling her, Lord, with various gifts, Lord, abilities, agilities, Father God, navigations, Lord, instructions, guidance, Lord, we thank you, God, just for the all-encompassing, Father God. It's not only gifts, God, but the abilities to know how to utilize them and the manners in which I just spoke, God. So we thank you for that, Father God, for just even strategically planning, God, and seeing things prophetically, like prophetic insight, and then planning and navigating through that. And even prophetic oversight, we thank you for that. And begin to make note of that. Even, you know, there were times when I went to a certain church before, I would see things, they would change things around, like maybe in children's church and stuff. And then they would say, okay, now this person's going to be the leader. And I know a lot of churches have turnover at children's church, so it's not uncommon. But they would say, okay, now like this person's going to leave, this is going to happen, this is, and we were serving in there, and I would turn to my husband and I would say, this is not going to work. I know, and I would say to him, this is not going to work. They're going to put this person here and this person, and I said, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The parents are going to get frustrated, the kids are going to, and like I would tell them like two or three things, and then they're going to go back and they're going to maneuver and go back and to do this, and that's exactly what would happen. And it wasn't because, I mean, I would just turn to him and say, that's not going to work. Like, I know that's what they want to do, and that's what they think is the right thing to do, but it's not going to, you know. And so sometimes I would try to interject, but they wouldn't always listen. But I would just say to my husband, listen, like, this is what, but, and I didn't know at the time. It's just somehow I seen it, and I knew it. It was like a word of wisdom with prophetic insight. Like, this is not gonna, it's not gonna work, you know. But I didn't know how to navigate through that in order to verbalize it. So I'd probably do that different today. But make note of that, Stephanie, when you see things and you're like, oh, you know what? I've seen that 2 years ago that wasn't really gonna work because of yada yada. It's not because we're so smart or that we're so whatever. It's just the Lord's given you prophetic insight to show you how to successfully navigate through something, you know, that it's not, that it's done in the spirit and it's not done out of tradition of man or man's will or selfish ambition or whatever else could be getting in the way that's not allowing the spirit of the Lord to come forth and to bring success for all people, right? Even for the, you know, these children, right? You know, the impartation of the children and the whole concept and everything. So however you're seeing that, in whatever manner, it might not be children's church, could be something completely different, but just as a testimony there. And so we thank you, Father God, for her yielding to the Spirit of God, and all these things that you placed in her container, Father God, that she utilizes them and coming to you, God, and asking you with the things that she sees and the things that she knows how to navigate through them, God, and that you would give her the agility, the ability, and even if you haven't seen other people do it before, you know, and just that's okay, because that's what we need your generation for, is to see it differently than what it, than the pattern we've had. So I bless you with that. In Jesus' name, just the freshness of the Spirit to be with you. And to that the Lord would even just place his stamp on that. And it would be something of even you know, they would place the seal on it where the king would say, he approves of this. I just pray that the Lord, and ask the Lord to place his stamp on it and his approval on that. And that it would be, especially if the Spirit of God is on it, that it would be received. God, go before her and be her providence and her provision for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling and joining us. God bless you. Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening, and God bless you. Take care.